it's with a heavy heart, I think, as I was going through my notes last night, and I just thinking, we're doing a series about Sabbath rest. And we're doing a series about refreshing. And this season for us is supposed to be about refreshing. And I was watching the news at 10 o'clock. My heart broke. And I've got a full sermon here that I can give you. But I don't believe that that is what we need today. You know, as we talk about Sabbath rest, it's an idea which is very foreign to us, I think, today, because we're not from the Jewish background. But the idea of Sabbath rest is so important for us and so important for the world we live in today. There is so much that we can grasp about Sabbath, and I'm not going to bore you about Sabbath rest, and this might be only a 5-10 minute thing, but I wanted to touch on a couple of things this morning. And I wanted to focus us on something slightly more about how we can interact and how we can stand in the gap for those that need it. Because that is what our Sabbath rest is all about. It's about resting in God. It's about resting in Him. But it's about so much more. Jesus said it Himself. He said the words, if I can find it, I probably can't even find it. I'm probably going to mess up the words. But He said the words, if someone can think of it. Where is it? The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. You know, when we talk about Sabbath, there are two words of rest that I feel we need to stop upon today. The first one is Sabbath, and it talks about stopping and ceasing. Right now, in Ukraine, there's no stop. There's no cease. There's war and there's conflict. And that might be a random thing to say, but actually the second word to dwell comes from the word nuok. And that word nuok talks about dwelling in a place of rest with God. Even in the uncertainties of the world, even in the uncertainties of our life, we dwell in the safety, in the shadow of the Lord God Almighty. Psalm 91 says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Right now, there are people that are taking arms. There are children that are in the face of war is right before them. And last night, as I was listening to the news, actually, I think it was the night before, I was taken back to 2015. And I remembered the bombs, and I remembered the bullets, and I remembered the screams. And I thought, if I'm shaken this much in 2015, think about those that are being onslaughted by the Russian army right now. How do they dwell? How do they rest? How do they meet the Lord of the Sabbath in that time? Well, as I said, it says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High, and whoever rests in the shadow of the Almighty, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. This morning, as we talk about Sabbath, We talk about dwelling in the presence of the Lord God Almighty, that we can trust no matter what comes our way. World War III might be knocking on our door, but we will not be shaken. We will not be moved. And we will stand in the gap for those that are in the face of war, because when they are unable to stand, when they are unable to have that time to physically dwell, they may be able to spiritually dwell, but they might not be able to physically dwell and be still. We are going to be still and know that He is God, even in the storm. You know that Psalm 91 is really interesting because it carries on and it says, He will cover, you will not fear. 1,000 may fall by your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. So if we are keen to dwell in the presence of the Lord Most High, if we are keen to be still, to stop, to cease, which is the whole idea of Sabbath rest, it's the whole idea of stopping what we're doing, stopping our norm, stopping our everyday, stopping, ceasing, and dwelling, even in the storms, even when war is before us. What does it say? In verse 9, it says, if you say. When we stop and when we dwell, it is from that place of knowing that Jesus is our ultimate rest, because He said in His word, come to me all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus is our ultimate source of rest this morning. And believe it or not, He's the ultimate source of rest for those who are going through war right now. I remember when all that was happening in 2015, there was an eerie sense of peace in the storm. There was an eerie sense of shalom. Because actually, when you are faced with moments of there is nothing else to call upon but the Lord God Almighty, it is in that time that you're able to dwell. It's in that time you're able to be still. It's in that time you're able to say, Jesus Christ, I call on the name which is above every other name. And I believe we need to call upon the name of the Lord this morning. Because Psalm 91 says, if you say, the Lord is my refuge. If you say it, it doesn't say, well, yeah, maybe if you say it. It says, if you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, it says, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For He will. God's will is to meet us. God's will is to encounter us. God's will is to refresh us. He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so you will not strike your foot against a stone. And then it says in verse 14, it says, because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. You know, this morning, I want us to just stop. I want us to cease and to dwell in the shadow of the Lord Most High. Because that is what Sabbath rest is all about. It's about dwelling in the presence of God. That is the first thing. The second thing I want us to do is call on the name of the Lord God Almighty. Because if you say, "The Lord is my refuge," he will call on me and I will answer him. When those in Ukraine are unable to call out on the name of Jesus, when they are faced with all that they are facing right now, it is our job to stand up, to stop, to be still, and to call on the name of the Lord. And it is out of that nuach rest of dwelling in the presence of God. It is out of that place of dwelling in the shadow of the Almighty that we can find rest for weary souls, rest for broken hearts, rest in spite of war, rest in spite of sickness, rest in spite of fear. And it is out of that place that we worship. And we say, "God, you are my God, and I am not." Ultimately, when we talk about Sabbath rest, it's stopping, it's dwelling, and it's worshiping Jesus for who he is. I want us to stand together, and I want us to just pray and intercede. And I'm going to invite the worship team come up. We're going to spend some time. We're going to stop. We're going to dwell. We're going to call on the name of the Lord. And we're going to worship him today. If this morning you're feeling anxious or you're feeling uncertain or your heart breaks as mine broke in this last couple of days, call on the name of the Lord. You will see wars and you will see rumors of wars. But it doesn't matter. Call on the name of the Lord. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Let's stop. Let's dwell. Let's call. And let's worship him.